Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we are up to Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel is the laws of the status of the Rishus Ram. Last week we learned about a Rishus HaYochid. Our Rishus HaYochid must have Dalit al Dalit, have walls of 10 Tzvachim high. We learned about the fact that a Rishus HaYochid is Oyle Ad L'Rakia. We learned about the fact that a Rishus HaYochid has a status on the tip of the wall. If you can rest something on the surface, on the tip of the wall, on the thickness of the wall, that's also a Rishus HaYochid. And we learned the Chiddush that even any crack, if you throw something into a Rishus HaYochid and it lands in a crack in the wall, it's also called a Rishus HaYochid. Okay, now we discuss the laws of a Rishus HaRabim. And we also discussed the law, then we learned by the review, we learned in the Shi'ara and the Tzidim HaLacha, all the various laws about water. If you have a ditch, a charitz, that's 10 tefachim deep, and it's filled with water, does the water close up, seal the charitz to take away its status of being, they called a wolf, or to make it into a Rishus HaYochid? So we don't basically know. Water does not have the power to, especially if the water is clean and you can see through the water. If the water is dirty, that we had a machlekes and we had discussion about ice, what status does ice have? What status do Paris have? Chilukei deos, different opinions with regarding water filling up a hole that would take away the status of a Rishus HaYochid. Now we come to a Rishus HaRabim, Halach Gimel, Ezeu Rishus HaRabim. So now notice, when we go through Rishus HaRabim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which is the sheet of many Rishonim, does not make any mention of six 600,000 people. Okay, this, we are familiar with this concept that you must have 600,000 to be called a Rishus HaRabim. This is a Das Yochid. It's a very great kula. And because we rely upon this kula, that's why Kemat, it's very hard today to find a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, even in modern times, which is surprising, because in modern times you would think so many people in big cities, but even all the way the cities are configured, you don't even always have that. Even in Brooklyn, it was very, very complicated. If they really have, I don't know all the details, but even in Brooklyn, to say that we have 600,000 people in the street, which according to Rav Moshe means you have to have 3 million people as residents. 3 million people. So Brooklyn, at the time when they made the calculation, so it's very common. You have to know all the details. But years ago, they took into consideration illegals, people that are living here that are not documented. It's known. It was known then exactly how many they are. Even though officially they're not part of the census, they don't want to be recorded for different reasons. Today it's getting more complicated with immigration. It's not so easy today to disappear, okay, with security, you know, and anything you want to do today. You want to get a driver's license. There are multiple types of ways of keeping count of how many people are actually living in a city. So today the numbers are pretty well known, and it seems it's not so simple that we have in Brooklyn 3 million people. It's very close. I think that from what I've read, I don't know, it could be what I've read is outdated, but what I've read, it's pretty close. But it's not guaranteed that there are mamish 3 million people. So these all are different factors which people are using to try to...
One of their reasons for okaying an area on Ocean Park is that when the car goes down Ocean Park with those closings, it's all...
It's only Rishus.
We're not going there.
Don't worry. No one should get worked up about this. No, we're not getting worked up. I just want to bring out this point that we have here, and we have here this concept which the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does not mention. He mentioned at the very end, but basically the way he presents the halacha is you don't need 600,000 people for it to be called a Rishus HaRabim De'oraisa. Most Rishonim hold it's called a Rishus HaRabim De'oraisa, even if you don't have 600,000 people, even if you have any Mi'ram, it's a place that's available for the Tzibur. Okay, Rechoivos means streets, wide areas, shvakim markets, town squares, shehein, all you need are the dimensions. Shehein, sheish eshrei amah, al sheish eshrei amah, shekein, hayu, why, what's the source? The Mishkan. The Mishkan, they traveled on the road and the wagons took up exactly 16 amas. Shekein, hayu, rechav, haderech, b'machan aleviyah. The road, the machan aleviyah was 16 amas by 16 amas, shebe midbar. The Gemara makes a calculation of the wagons. There were two wagons that were traveling side by side, and they needed a small amount of space in between the wagons, or at least on the side of the wagons against the wall, for them to be able to pass without bumping against the walls. Furthermore, a road that you travel from one city to another city, which are wide, sheish eshrei ama, harehein, according to the Kitah Shulchan Aruch, you do not need you do not need 600,000. They automatically harehein rishus harabim. The whole davar shuber rishus harabim in eno gavoya shloisha tvachim. Furthermore, any object or any protrusion in the rishus harabim that is less than 3 tvachim off the ground, menakarka afilu hein koitzim, even if it's not mamish permanently attached, they are thorns. Otsoa, or waste, she'ein rabim darsim aleihem, which the tzibur does not step upon, mikol mokum batul hu legabi hakarka, v'harehu kirishus sarabim, and if a person would put something down on top of this tzoa, or koitz, and even though it's not something which you step on, it doesn't matter, there's a chiv deraisa from going from rishus hayachid to rishus sarabim. V'chein guma, furthermore, if we have a hole in the ground, you have a pothole in the ground, b'rishul sarabim, in eina amuka shloisha tvachim, if it's less than 3 tvachim deep, harehu kirishul sarabim. Now, here we come to something very important. What about holes in the wall? We have a rishul sarabim, and it has walls on the side, and you want to put something down in the hole. So here is a leniency. This does not have the same stringent status as the hole in the rishul sayachid. We learned last week, if we have a rishul sayachid, and we have a little hole in the wall of a Rishus Hayachid, the hole has the status of a Rishus Hayachid, a full-fledged Rishus Hayachid. That's not so when it comes to Rishus Harabim. The Achorim, Shabak Salim, Klape Rishus Sarabim, towards the Rishus Sarabim, the Eina Mifuloshim Lefnim Le Rishus Hayachid, and they do not go all the way through to the Rishus Hayachid. So here are the rules. Im Nimuchim Mishloisha Tvachim Lekarko, if they are lower than 3 tvachim from the ground, automatically Bali Lagabi Rishus Sarabim, they're bottled to the Rishus Sarabim, Harehein Ki Rishus Sarabim. Vim Hein Lamaila Mishloisha Tvachim, let's say it's above 3 tvachim. So then it depends on if they have the surface area that the resting surface area. Im midoinim lefi midoy sem, it all depends on their dimensions. Im yesh boy arba al arba, if the surface is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, v'hu lamata me'asar tvachim, and it's lower than 3 tvachim, though than 10 tvachim off the ground, harehu karmelis. Then it has the status of a karmelis, which is in between. It's not a rishus sayachin, it's not a rishus sarabim. Ulamala me'asar tvachim, if this hole in the wall of the rishus sarabim is above 10 tvachim and has the dimensions of 4 tvachim, have a rishus hayochit. So it's a rishus hayochit.
Why isn't it
a makom b'tur? A makom b'tur has to be less than 4 by 4. Anything that is 4 by 4 automatically will not be considered a b'tur. V'yim ein boy arba al arba. Let's say you don't have 4 by 4. Harehu mekoyim p'tur. It is a mekoyim p'tur. That's what it says. Bein shulamala. When now
4 by 4.
7 inches. How much is 4 by 4? I don't know the exact dimensions. I don't know. Think about 4. I think it's about 16 inches. Approximately 16 inches. 16 inches is 4 by 4. Are you mekoyim petur? Bein shulamala me'asara, bein shulamata me'asara. Okay, and so bizman hazeh, what is called, I'll give you some classic examples out in the street. Let's say a fire hydrant. Or the two poles. Many fire hydrants have two poles around them. Though the poles are pretty good, they have a nice surface here, you can put something down on top, those are considered mekoyim b'tur. It's ideal. If a person is nizer in does not use the erev and flapush, which means he considers flapush to be a rishus sarabim deraisa, and you by mistake take something out of the house in your pocket, and you realize, I have something in my pocket, so what do you do with it? What's the ideal thing to do? To put it down on top of the pole that is next to the fire hydrant. Because that means you'll be taken from a Rishus Hayachid, and you'll be making a Hanocha on a Mekoyim Petur. If you took out of your house, let's say you took something out of your house, you have something in your pocket, and you did not stop. I came out of the house, and then I realized I have a tissue in my pocket. Or you have something else in your pocket. So what should you do? The ideal thing is not stop. If you realize while you're walking you have something in your pocket, the first thing to know is do not stop. And what should you do? Keep on walking. What should you put it down? You should put it down lechatchila on a fire hydrant or the pole next to the fire hydrant, because that is a mekayim patur. Don't put it in a mailbox, because most mailboxes are a rishus hayochid.
Or the light controls.
The light controls, or the cable vision. The cable vision
box.
Boxes. They have those nice.
Not, no, that's not 50 by 50.
What?
It's maybe 6 inches wide.
I'm talking about the big stations. They're pretty big. They'll, every so often they have a pretty
telephone
big telephone coming from whatever they are. They have these big things out in the street. I think it's the thing is the cable.
Yeah,
so they have it's a big thing. It's a little bit on a slant, so that is called a Rosh Hashayachit. So it's above 10 tefachim. It's definitely above 10 tefachim. It's more than 4x4. It's a Rosh Hashayachit. A mailbox. A mailbox is more than 16 inches by 16 inches, even though it's round on the top. Doesn't matter. Once you have the dimensions of it being 4x4, even if it's round on the top, it would be considered, if you could put something down, it would rest securely on top. It would be called a hanacha, and it would be going from a Rosh Hashayachit to Rosh Hashayachit through a Rosh Hashanah. So don't put it there.
Then it comes to another Rosh Hashanah.
No, you know, that's Moshe. You know how to do that. That's also saying that it's going by Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through Rosh Hashanah. It's called Moshe. That's also Malacha Deraisa. So Malacha Deraisa, you can't do that either.
The mailbox, why is that Rosh Hashanah?
Because it's 10 tefachim off the ground, and it has a width of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. A car. Don't put anything on a car. A car is a Rosh Hashanah. Okay, what else are there out in the street? A park bench. A park bench also. It's also.
Is it high enough?
Is it high enough? Is it 10 tefachim? Not necessarily.
Not enough, no.
So then it would be a karmelis. If the park bench is not 10 tefachim off the ground, would it be usually? Is it? What?
Park bench usually
doesn't need mechitzas. Doesn't need the surface. Is something which is 10 tefachim off the ground? Doesn't need mechitzas. Has a surface. Doesn't have mechitza, so what will be then? It will be a karmelis. Right? It will then be a karmelis. So it doesn't have mechitza. It wouldn't be a Rosh Hashanah. It'll be a karmelis. You're right. It wouldn't be a Rosh Hashanah. The surface area would be a karmelis. What about a table, park table?
Parking meters.
So the new ones. So that it's luchar. It's not 16 inches by 16 inches. But you're going to block out all the sunlight. It's going to go dead. The top of the parking meters is a solar panel, which absorbs light in order to generate energy to take your credit card. But no, they have cameras. They have secret cameras. They come and they arrest people.
They have cameras in those things?
No, when people start to be doing these things, the people. I know a yeshiva. I'm not going to tell you which yeshiva. The boys were very frustrated that they couldn't park. So they put gum. I don't know. They did shtick. Though they had even the new meters. They played games with the meters, and the police were very upset. So they warned the yeshiva first. The boys should stop. The boys didn't stop. They put a secret camera. I don't know where they did it, and they got into a lot of trouble. I think one was arrested.
They didn't know the real way. Hold the coin halfway in.
They got him on camera, and he was.
Recycles.
I mean, he was there over Shabbos. There was a boy that was in jail over Shabbos.
Oh wow!
Because
that's a legend, though. It's
true. It's true. It's not a legend. It's not a legend. The guy.
Sleepy
Hollow. People. There are a lot of people that did not have any rachonis on him. Good guy. What he deserved. Don't.
It's a chalashem.
Yeah, like what are you doing? It's a terrible chalashem. What are you doing over here playing games? Oh yeah, ruining it for everyone. It's not just ruining it for him; ruins it for everyone. So he got what he deserved. He did it Friday. They took him away. They took him away Friday morning, and he was not out for Shabbos. He was there for Shabbos. I'm sure they were making a lot of people making phone calls to politicians to get him out for Shabbos. But I don't think. But he didn't make it. All right. Don't play around with the park meters. Okay, let's go further. We have here, so these are all different examples of putting things down on a Rosh Hashanah. If even while Rosh Hashanah, the aim by Arba Larba, having become a tour, Bain Shrihu, Lamala Masur, Bain Shu, Lamat Masur, next, Hamavos, Shnachnasim, Rosh Hashanah. Okay, what about the alleyways? the alleyways which you go into, like we have in Masechta Ervin, all those in the picture books, those are Lepamim Hin Rishus Rabim or Lepamim Karmelis. The Yesh Bezech Harbe Chiluke Dinim. There are many different opinions, there are different laws, all depends, we're not going into that. Period. Then along comes the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and he creates a leniency which many Eruvim Bezman HaZeh rely upon. Yesh Oimrim, Shekol She'ein Shishim Riboy Anoshim Oivrim Bo B'chol Yoim Kedigli Hamidbar Einay Risho Saram Ela Karmelis. Any situation where you don't have 600,000 people passing through is not called a Risho Sarabim, but it's called a Karmelis. Ulechein, therefore, Bezman HaZeh Ein Lanu Risho Sarabim. We don't have Bezman HaZeh Risho Sarabim. V'chol Yorei Shemayim Yachmir Liatzim. He still says you should be Machmir for yourself, Yorei Shemayim, even though you don't have 600,000 people, you should still consider it to be a Risho Sarabim Deraisa. That's not necessarily the factor which makes something into a Risho Sarabim Deraisa, and therefore you come in contact with all of these different scenarios.
What's the time period for 600,000 people?
The time period? Yeah. The Rav Moshe says what it means is there are 3 million residents. It does not mean you have to have at any moment in time 600,000 people traveling in the street. It means there are 3 million residents. 3 million people are living in this area. And that automatically means if there are 3 million people living in this area, they're going to be approximately 600,000 people walking the street during rush hour. That's all it means. Because it's no different than the Midbar. In the Midbar, where they were all always in the street, and everyone was always a Machan Olivia, most of the time people were at home in the Midbar. People weren't out in the street the entire day. But we know that in the Midbar, there were 3 million people living in the Midbar, and there were 600,000 men from 20 years old and above. So that basically is the same formula we need, Bezman HaZeh, to establish Rishus Haram Deraisa, an open area that people have access to. 3 million people need to have access to them in an open area. Brooklyn has something like 2.9 million. So with the undocumented...
But if you put the Eruv around Flatbush, you don't have...
Okay, so then there's... Then there's another issue. What?
Why would you define the area as Brooklyn?
What? What will you define that? That is also a question. So you talk about any area, the natural boundaries of the Hudson, the East River, the natural boundaries. The natural land. Now don't look at a map and look at like the city limits of the voting, the zones of where is my councilman? Only where does he have jurisdiction? And that's not the way it works. It works with the natural boundaries of the physical area where people no longer live, where there's water or there's a mountain or there's a ditch or there's something along those lines. So the area that we live in pretty much is open to a very large area, and in this very wide open area there are approximately 3 million people, and that is why we have a problem. So there's another issue. Let's say you do have a Rishus Haram Deraisa. Can you make an Eruv in a Rishus Haram Deraisa? That's another issue. If you don't have a Rishus Haram Deraisa, you can certainly make an Eruv. But if you have a Rishus Haram Deraisa, maybe you also can make an Eruv. So what? You have a Rishus Haram Deraisa, we'll make it.
You have it. If you had it for the Oile Regal, they made the Rav de Be'er.
He was Shalayim. They made Pase Biros. That's Chayroah. That was an exceptional halacha. That's only for the Oile Regalim. That's a halacha l'moshim. Sinai Pase Biros. That has no practical. That has no. That was on a road. L'chariyah.
And then you have to get all of Rishus Rav.
Only for the Oile Regalim. That has no practical. That has no practical application for Bezman HaZeh.
Platform. You go to a park that's in the city or in the street. There's a platform.
Yeah.
So the platform is Rishus HaYachid. If you put a stand in the middle of a parade, they're going to have a parade, they put a platform.
Yeah.
And it's over 10 tefachim.
Yeah. That's called a machitza, right? That's a Rishus HaYachid. That's right.
You can have a Rishus HaYachid.
It's not so simple. You're making a good point. It's machlokes apaisim. Rav Moshe is famous. Rav Moshe, everyone knows that in Flatbush, Rav Moshe holds that Brooklyn is a Rishus Haram Deraisa, and you can't make an Eruv. Most people who accept the Pesach of Rav Moshe will still make an Eruv on a dead end street. We'll still make it on a dead end street. According to Rav Moshe, Rav Bluth told this to my father, and it's documented. Rav Moshe holds that you cannot make in Brooklyn an Eruv on a dead end street. It's not kosher. Since the dead end streets open up into the Rishus Haram Deraisa, You can't make an Erev in a Rishus HaRam Deraisa. There's nothing you can do.
But if you make a Tzuras HaPesach, it's different.
No, even with a Tzuras HaPesach, you can't do it. You cannot make an Erev with a Tzuras HaPesach. Does not work when it's open to a Rishus HaRam Deraisa.
Close it up, it's still a Kodesh Rav Moshe if you put it at
the... I don't know, maybe you... No, that's different story. No, the Borough Park Erev is not according to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe holds you cannot make an Erev in Brooklyn, period. There is nothing you can do in Brooklyn to make a kosher Erev. You cannot make a kosher Erev in Manhattan. There's nothing you can possibly do. And now, Rav Moshe is very machmer. You cannot make an Erev on a dead-end street. The minhag olam here in Flatbush, what I've seen is, we accept Rav Moshe, many people, B'nai Torah, Rav Moshe was a Gadol Hadar, it was his psak, is accepted by many people, they will not use any Erev that anyone can construct, period. However, they're not so machmir like Rav Moshe to accept the Chumrah that you can't close off a certain section, a dead end street. And that's when you go down here, all the blocks, every block without exception, they all have Eruvim, a lot of people living here, and most people are using these Eruvim. And in the kids, okay, that's just
one issue. Halacha speaking, don't they have to accept the psak of the Gadol Hadar?
This is not for now. This is not for now. Okay, let's take a look at the Shi'onin Mitzion Mahalacha Ois.
Ois. 1,000,009.
It's a different story.
I don't know the answer. I don't know. I'm not knowledgeable in these matters. In anything. Okay, let's not go there. This is not what we're here to discuss today. Maybe we'll do this another time. But let's go now into the Shi'odim. We're not here to discuss. Let's see what it says. Ois Gimel. Sheish Esrei Ama Ayin Vesei Minchas Pepitim Deniro Dehanite Zayin Ama Atseveis. What does it mean, atzeves? Atzeves means sad. Sad is in the contrast to smechos. Smecha means happy. What is a sechakos? Sechakos means smiling, extended. When you have an ama is six tefachim. When you make a tefach, you can cheat. You can let your hands, you can let your loose. If you let it loose, it's called sechakos. They're small. When you smile, your mouth expands. So you can let your fingers expand slightly, and that pads from 16 inches, it becomes 17 inches. So then, when you want to go define what's called a Rishus HaRabim, it's 16 amos. Well, let's say it's going to be 16 amos, The shorter version, it's 16 amos. But if that saves us. But if we follow the larger version, we don't have 16 amos. If we don't have 16 amos, also it's not called a Rishus HaRam, it's a Rishus HaKamos, we can make an Erev, it's a Kula. So here he tells them, we discussed the concept of 16 amos, we have to be Machmir. Denir Dehani Tezayin Amos at Sevos, it's a Chumra, sad, meaning press the fingers closely to each other as tightly as possible in order that you smallest possible. L'chud l'chumra. That save us. Mesharin, we go l'chumra with hands which are pressed. B'chol she'iran. B'chol she'urav. B'chol she'urei Torah. All she'urei Torah, we make calculation when it's compressed. Can I mean b'shas? Okay, now what are the calculations? I don't know. I'm not familiar with centimeters and millimeters and meters, but he tells us the numbers. V'ayin v'lukuti ha'agrishani. She'edi misefer. A chalas aron de ama shel Torah he 528 millimeters. Nimzlufi zed the sheish esrei ama is 8,448 millimeters. Shehu ches 8 meters, 44 centimeters, and 8 millimeters. Okay, we all know you go for a lulav and you go for an eshag. The shiurim, there's a chayim noes shir and there's the chazon ish, and there is the someone in between. Basically, it's between 18 inches and 24 inches. When it comes to an amma, 18 to 24 inches. Look on the floor on the tile. The tile is 1 foot. So you can imagine 1.5 tiles to 2 tiles is the shear of an amma. And dalit, and we want to talk about a rishus harav, it has to be 16 amos wide. Okay, next thing is very important. It's halacha dalet, very in the bottom. She'ein shishin ribuy. You don't have 600,000 people. Now, here is a very simple question. Does that mean Jews or non-Jews? One can argue that since the source for the Shishim Ribui is the Midbar, in the Midbar, who were the old, everyone was Jewish. There were no Shabbos Goyim living in the Midbar. There was no one to turn on lights for them in the Midbar. Only Jews. So they brought in people. They brought in Goyim. They brought from Goyim. So maybe one can argue that in order for it to be called a Rishon D'Oraisa, you have to have 3 million Jews. 3 million Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs, which you certainly don't have here in Brooklyn, so that can solve all of our problems, right? No, it doesn't solve the problem, because that's not the halach. Ayin Beish Lavram, Me'agun HaKadosh, I can never pronounce his name, the Mashmos HaShasu, HaPoizke Mashmos, Lo Binan Shasamach Riboy, Yisrichim Lios Davko Yisraelim. The Pashtos of Shas, you don't need Jews. Even 600,000 Goyim is sufficient.
How does the females count?
Because in the Midbar, there were females as well.
I know, but the
3 million. 3 million residents. Rav Moshe says 3 million residents. 3 million residents translates into 600,000 men above the age of 20. That's the formula, that's the basic formula. So therefore, it does not need to be only Jews, it can be even Goyim. V'chein katz v'sefer minchas papapidim, v'ayin behagoyis ma'asham shev mishut beis Yaakov, de'bederech shehum. Now here's a very big chumra, a very big chiddush. What about the road? That's when it comes to the rechovos and the shvakim. We have a city, and in it there's a town square, Times Square, Grand Central Station. Is it wider than, well, that's closed, that is a ceiling, so that's not a good example, but talk about Times Square. Is it more than 16 amas by 16 amas? Certainly is. Do 3 million people have access to it? They certainly do. Some shape or form, you can go through whatever, you go through the streets, you can get there, you have access. From here, you walk out of the street, you can make your way there. You have access. But what about the roads? When you travel on a road from city to city, you take the interstate, you don't have 600,000 people traveling on the interstate any given day on the I-95. You don't have 600,000 people. It may be that it has 6 lanes, two-way traffic. It's more than 16 by 16 amas, but you don't have Shishim Riboy. So it's, no, you don't. On a given day, 600,000 people. Ocean Parkway. Ocean Parkway is probably busier than the interstate. 60,000 is not 600,000. Okay, but 60,000 is not 600,000. Okay, that's it's not the same.
13 toll booths.
Yeah, on the bridge.
Well, we're up here. So those toll booths, you figure that...
600,000? All right, maybe you'll find a road that has that many. It's hard to believe there's so many people traveling on the road, but let's see what it says. You don't need... This is a very big chiddush. When it comes to a road, there are two different types of rishus harabims. Really three. There's shvakim or rechovos, which pretty much mean the same thing. A town square and a... I don't know, what's a shvakim? Are open areas. Open areas in the middle of the city. And then the second category are roads that take you from city to city. In the open areas, that's where we have a chumrah that you may need 600,000 people. But the road that takes you from one city to the next does not need, according to any opinion, 600,000 people to be considered a rishus harab. That's what it says. Shebederech on the road, shumi ir le'ir, ein tsarich samach riboy. You don't need 600,000 people. V'sim sham the ein chiluk degam b'derech. Then he disagrees. V'sim sham the ein chiluk. No, he disagrees. Degam b'derech boy samach riboy. Okay, I can take it back. He disagrees. Then he concludes that what should there be a difference? The same way there is an opinion that says you need 600,000 in the city itself, so too if you want a road to be called a Rishul Saram, you also must have 600,000 people. And if you don't have that, it can be called, it's not a Rishul Saram Deraisa. V'uadim izmanenu, sh'nishchadish merkeves habar, talks about the train, v'rabim oivrim asham, afiluachi ein dinoi ki Rishul Saramim. So he says here that even though we have a train and you have a lot of people, so seemingly, I don't know exactly what he's talking about, the Ishlav Ram, but even he's talking, even where we're due to the modern means of transportation in his time, no way does it come to 600,000 people, even though it's public transportation. So he holds that you're not going to have a Rishul Saram. Okay, let's finish up this sim very quickly. The halacha dalad is a karmel, called a karmelis. Mokam shen hilach l'rabim megam in the muk of mechitza. Skirai. A karmel is a place where you don't have, it's not a place where the rabim frequent. They don't have access to. And there are no, another example, they don't have mechitzas. Kigoyin, hasadais, fields, uvinahar, shu amik l'chalapach, Machos a Sertvachim, a river that's 10 Tvachim deep. People do not walk in a river. You can't go there. You have to swim. It's not natural. The male of every single river is called a Carmelis. The Rach Avuch Lapachos Sabat Tvachim, it's at least 4 Tvachim wide. If it's not 4 Tvachim wide, it's Mekom Betur. Umavosh Yeshlam Shalosh Mechitzos. Let's say you have an alleyway that has 3 Mechitzos and it's open on the fourth side. So 3 Mechitzos is called a Carmelis. According to some, it's a Dereshus HaYochid, but at least it's called, at least it's not a Rishus HaRabim. The Itztavonis. What is an Itztavonis? So in the Prince explains, Zuhu Mokam Shlofnei HaChanuyos, Shasoychem Yoshim, is a place where the merchants sit in the street, in front of their stores. The Rabim do not walk there. It's meant for sitting. The Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Possibly. Okay, possibly. Every situation is different, possibly. The Itztavonis. What's the Itztavonis? Zuhu Mokam Shemanich Malov HaPragmatia. The place where you put the merchandise. The place you put the merchandise. Why? It's because it's more than 4x4 tvachim. It's higher than 3 tvachim, and it's 4x4, but it's not 10 tvachim. Since it's not 10 tvachim high, it's not called a reshus hayochid. It has mechitzos she'enim gevoyas asara. A mound in the street that's 4x4 that's higher than 3 tefachim until the asara, from 3 until 10 deep. All of these things are called the carmelis. Now, what's the word carmelis? The meaning comes with carmel. The od yesh harbishin carmelis. Loshon carmelis hu loshon rach. Car means soft, and mal means full. So that means rach mal. It really refers to a kernel of wheat, a kernel of barley, when it's not too moist and not too dry, like Goldilocks. Not too soft, not too hard. Right in the middle. Right in the middle. That's a kernel of wheat. It's not too moist and not too dry. A carmelis is not a rishus sarabim, and it's not a rishus sayachid. Hulosh and rach mal perish loy lach na muitz v'lo yavish elo beinoni hachinami loy rishus sarayachid v'loy lefishein loy mechitzos kiroi v'gam loy rishus sarabim lefishein rabim holchim ba halacha hey eizel mekon v'tur kol mokam shvishus sarabim she'ein boy arba al arba. It's less than 4x4 tvachim wide, less than 16 inches, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's 10 tvachim tall or less than 10 tvachim tall. As long as it's more than 3 tvachim off the ground, it's automatically called a mekoyim petur. It's not here, it's not there. It can be a buffer zone. V'hu v'gavar mishloish l'maila. O bar she'ein boy arba al arba. It's less than 4x4. A very small paddle. V'amok mishloish, but it's steep. It's more than 3 tvachim l'mata. V'chein makam she'ein boy arba al arba. U'mukav v'mechitzos mishloish l'mala. Has mechitzos more than 3 tvachim. V'chol elu davka k'she'ein b'rishus harabim. Now, this is a very big yisoid. This is a yisoid which comes up over and over again when you learn the Gemara. And when you learn the Mishnah Berurah. And a makam b'tor it's like a nation that has no government and is susceptible for another nation to come and take it over. It's a makom hefker, and it's prone to be overtaken by someone else. He explains. V'chol elu davka k'she'ein b'rishus harabim k'she'ein b'rishus harabim. Having mokom b'tur aval in hein b'karmelis. If you are in a karmelis, in a sode, and in the sode, in the field, all of a sudden there's a fire hydrant, and there are two poles on the side of the fire hydrant. So the two poles and the fire hydrant become a karmelis. They become a karmelis. So you're not going to gain anything. So if you consider flapush to be a karmelis. Let's say you do not consider flapish to be called a rishus haram. It's a very interesting problem we have. You don't hold the erif, but you hold that it's not a rishus haram. If Moshe holds Brooklyn is a rishus haram deraisa, let's say you don't go with that mahalach and you hold that flapish Brooklyn is not a rishus haram deraisa. It's a carmelis. What then is the fire hydrant and the poles? It's not a makom b'tur anymore. Hostile takeover. Once the territory is a carmelis is very aggressive. It takes all of the mekaymos, the mekaym petur, and makes them also into a carmelis. So now, if you're walking in the street and you discover you have something in your pocket, you gain absolutely nothing by putting it on a fire hydrant. the people who are putting things on a fire hydrant are following the Shita of Rav Moshe that hold that Brooklyn is a Rishus Haram Deraisa, and the Nela, the fire hydrant, is a Mekoyim Pitur, and a Mekoyim Pitur is a Cholik Rishus Li'atzmoy against a Rishus Haram Deraisa. But if I would waver and say, you know, it's a Carmelis, then the fire hydrant is also a Carmelis. That's the halacha. A Mekoyim Pitur in a Carmelis becomes a Carmelis.
The Chol Elu. It's only from the rabbi. It's only
what?
A violation for the rabbi, I'm saying.
It's only a
violation from the rabbi, I'm saying, if you put it on the fire hydrant.
Right, but it's still a violation. And to go to a Mekoyim Pitur is Lechatchila. Lechatchila, you're doing absolutely nothing wrong. That's a Midrabanan. So what do you do then? So then you're really stuck. Then you have to do Kala Acharyat. When you release it from your hand, however you release it, you have to release it Kala Acharyat. Mr. Nissim, you hear this Chiddush, what we just said? This Chiddush, the difference of opinion, fire hydrant, the fire hydrant, the Mekoyim Pitur, what is a fire hydrant? Mekoyim Pitur. But it's only Mekoyim Pitur is only Mekoyim Pitur in Rishus Haram Deraisa. So if Flapush is considered, Brooklyn is considered Rishus Haram Deraisa, then the fire hydrant is a Mekoyim Pitur. But if you don't follow that psak, you consider Brooklyn to be a Carmelis, then the fire hydrant is also a Carmelis. Because there's no such thing as a Mekoyim Pitur in a Carmelis. So you gain nothing by putting it directly on the fire hydrant if you mistakenly have something in your pocket. You have to
begin with.
But there's a solution. The solution is that you're allowed to put it lechatchila in a regular way on a Mekoyim Pitur. If you find something in your pocket, so you lechatchila in a normal way.
Saying that that's a chumrah if you don't.
So you have to do it. You have to put it down kla'achariyat. You have to release it from your hand in an unusual way. No, going back where you came from, right? Going back where you came from would also be a solution. It's saying very good. If you go back where you came from, that would be if you realize you have something in your pocket, so then you go back to where you came from, so then you're going from Rosh Sayachid to the same Rosh Sayachid. The Chol Eilu Daf Kashen Rosh Sarab Lechain Mekoyim Pitur. Is that better?
Why is that better to go back?
Because you're not going to, it's only going from one Rishus Yachid to a different Rishus Hayachid to a Rishus Sarab. But when you go back to the original Rishus Hayachid and you don't stop in the Rishus Sarab, that in fact might be better. So you go back where you came from. Avalim Hein Ber Karmelis Harei Hein Gam Ber Karmelis. Okay, that is a very good, important story to remember. A Mekoyim Pitur is only in a Rishus Sarab, not in the Karmelis. Okay, we'll stop and take a little break.